We're going to have really three sections to our day, and the three sections are all driven around some scenarios. They're involving a company named Pwned.biz. And if that's what you're naming yourself, you already know you're in for trouble. So as you read or begin the exercises today, take note of the introductory material, because the introductory material about that organization carries through all of the scenarios. The same organization is involved in all. And we're going to begin with some phases of exploitation and sort of an introduction to how do I go about forensic analysis in the face of an incident. And then we're going to, in our second scenario, after we do that, we're going to take a look at some other tools. One other tool in particular, a thing called Silk. Now, Silk is just a free implementation of NetFlow. So if you're already really familiar with NetFlow, that's what we're going to be talking about. What's nice about Silk is that it creates a unified platform for NetFlow in addition to allowing you to create your own NetFlow sensors. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, so I'll talk about that when we get to Silk. But when I'm dealing with vast amounts of data, I'm not probably just going to look at that with something like Wireshark, not even TCP dump. Yeah, I can use Snort and Bro, but that's only going to give me things I already know about. How do I know what's interesting? How do I know where to start looking? That's a critical question people usually ask in this class when we get to this point. Because I've got, you know, a full whatever I've got in terms of my bandwidth, and I've got to look at that all the time. How do I know what else I should see? NetFlow is the answer. I need tools to do high-level analysis. And then at the end of the day, the last scenario we have, we're going to add in just a little bit more and really focus on that large PCAP analysis. And as we go through the material today, and as you work on the scenarios, especially if you're taking approach one in the scenario, approach one is very guided. You've seen that through the rest of the book. Approach two isn't. It's just going to talk about some things to find, and you have to go find them. But especially if you're following approach one, keep in mind that that is not necessarily the right way to do it. Is it the wrong way? No, it's not the wrong way. The right way is any way that gets you the answers you need. My point is that different people think about problems in different ways. Remember, I mentioned this with regard to snort, and when we write snort rules, I have the established keyword. I can say it's flowing to the server and or from the client, or I can say it's flowing to the client or from the server. Why is it written both ways? Different people would express it different ways. In the same way, different people find that different tools resonate better with them, or they think about the problem in a different way. Whatever way works for you. So what's in the book there is a suggested approach. And if you don't yet have an approach, try that on for size and see how it works for you. But feel free to go outside of what it's doing. Okay? This is designed for you to learn stuff. Let's get started. So, for network forensic analysis, we're looking at, really, the ability to reconstruct what has happened. That's what we'd like to do. If we've got some alert that happens, or maybe there's actually an intrusion that happens within our business, one of the things that management is going to want very quickly is information on what actually happened. Is there really something I need to be concerned about? That's their first question. Whether this alert that's coming to us, well, let me not get ahead of myself. So it's going to encompass a lot of sources of data, and we're going to go through the sources in the labs throughout the day. So whether the information that I'm driving or is driving my research comes from an IDS alert that might or might not be well-tuned, if it's a call to the help desk, maybe one person, that's probably not going to do much. But as I get more and more similar calls, now that's going to raise some flags. So that's a very common thing to see happen.